State of Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Cyril H. Winking, Director. The Banner. The Banner of Victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. December 1965, Number 3. Pencil sketch of a Christmas tree. Under it are the words Merry Christmas. It's signed by Carmen Cepeda. A Cheerful Earful. On October 12, six cheering, leaping girls were chosen for the 1965-66 Pep Squad. These girls are Beth Beaupre, co-captain, Charlotte Vincent, co-captain, Julaine Arient, Diana Adams, and Pamela Clark. Mary Bracken was selected as alternate. The cheerleaders will be accompanying the Warriors on various trips. They were in Niantic to cheer the boys in their efforts. January marks the second year of the NCASB Cheerleading Clinic, which was first held in Illinois. This year, it will be held in Columbus, Ohio. The cheerleaders plan to be part of the competition. Giant Variety Show Ready, or Everybody Wants in the Act. The Student Council is sponsoring a variety show December 10th. So many acts have been submitted that their number must be cut down. In order to do this, auditions will be held Monday night at 6:30 p.m., December 6th. The show will be held from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday. Following this, there is to be a social hour in the basement of Unit 18. An admission fee of 25 cents will be charged. Automatically, one who buys a ticket will have a chance on a beautiful clock to be given away after the show. The Missouri and Iowa schools have been asked to participate in our show and also are invited to attend the social hour. Start your new year with the Corn Party. The annual Corn Party will be held on the 8th of January. It will be held in the dining room from 7 to 10 in the evening. Admission charge will be 50 cents for the 6th grade and under. It will be 75 cents for the 7th and 8th grades and a buck for the high school and faculty. Admission will be paid at the door. There will be plenty of refreshments consisting of coffee and donuts, candy and pop. There will be prizes galore consisting of many different kinds of assorted goods, which are kindly donated to the senior class by members of the faculty and staff. See you at the Corn Party on January 8, 1966. Lions Club Christmas Party. Every year in December, the Jacksonville Lions Club comes to our school and presents each student with a gift and candy. This is a wonderful time for all of the students and faculty to gather together and sing Christmas carols and to see all of the gifts that each person receives. This year, the party will be held on December 15th in the auditorium. To the Lions, each student can sincerely say, "We appreciate it." Jim's Jim Gems by James. On October 17th, the Warriors traveled to Niantic for their wrestling meet. However, the Warriors were set back by the score of 36-16. The Warriors were not completely disappointed because the squad had four winners. Shull was a winner by forfeit. Spinner was also a 5-point winner by a pin. Cravens and Smith were both winners by decision. On November 20th, The White Cane Tournament was held in Kentucky. Indiana captured the White Cane for the third time in a row. The Illinois Warriors trapped a splitting second spot. Kentucky came in third, just 1 point behind Illinois. The final scores were Indiana, 90, Illinois, 78, and Kentucky, 77. Saturday, December 4th, the Warriors again left their teepee to fight the Blue Devils of Quincy. The Blue Devils were mauled by the Warriors, 29-25. Attention! Christmas will be here, just like a flash. So here's a suggestion so your parties won't crash. Why not buy some candy? It always brings fun. Buy from the sophomores, enough for each one. Delicious chocolate mints for $1 we've got, and also for $1, some chiffon chocolate. Please give us your orders. Hurry, don't wait. Make Christmas yummy. Class of 68. The Banner. Editor, Esther Campbell. Feature Reporters, Ruth Schumann, Carmen Cepeda. Sports, James Crockett. Grade School News, Patsy Davison, Janet Wittenberg. Faculty Advisor, John Dietrich. Braille Edition, Dave Stevens. Editorial. The True Meaning of Christmas. Once again, the Christmas season has arrived. The store windows are filled with magnificent displays of gifts, which will be purchased by millions of shoppers. Streets, houses, and yards are being decorated with evergreen trees, holly, and mistletoe. Too many people forget the true meaning of Christmas. They don't forget that Christ was born on this day, but that idea becomes lost as most people are just concerned with what they are going to receive for gifts on this day. All the members of the Banner wish all of you a Merry Christmas, and may the coming new year be a big success. Pat Davison. Roving Reporter. The question asked this month was, what is your favorite Christmas custom? Here are some answers that were received. Dennis Bloomquist, any and all kinds. Mary Bracken, eating. Bob Abramson, the mistletoe. Mr. Kaufman, it's when I have Christmas parties with my family, my brother's families, and my father. Mrs. Bosarti, singing Christmas carols. Mr. Adams, I like the way many towns portray the Christmas scene, with people acting it out. Santa's List of Maybes. Here is a list of some of the things that the children in the kindergarten, first, second, and third grades would like to get for Christmas this year. Kevin Worley of Mrs. Veghoff's room would like a walkie-talkie set. Heidi Kimball would like a Penny bride doll. Mark Harris of Mrs. Sittler's class would like the record Down in the Boondocks. Sammy Britton would like the record Satisfaction. Teresa Trout would like a spinning top. Paulette Tumpak of Mrs. Reed's room would like a shrinking violet and also a Bozo stuffed doll. Ronnie Puckett would like some army men to play war with and a writing book. Nancy Carter of Mrs. Aldridge's class would like a whale. Grade School News. Mrs. Corey's class is having a gift exchange. They also plan a birthday party for Glenda Pukert. They have a good grooming contest every 3 months. The winners are titled Miss Spick and Span and Mr. Clean. This month, Jenny Norton is Miss Spick and Span, and Rick Parrish is Mr. Clean. New students this semester in Mrs. Corey's class are Jenny Norton and John Petrusic. The 8th grade class is busy planning for Christmas. This year, they have class officers. They are as follows. President, Gary Forsyth. Vice President, Joe DeCourcy. Secretary, Barbara McGuire. Treasurer, Steve Brewers. They hold their meetings once a month. They also have a student who attends all student council open meetings and comes back and gives reports. This representative is C. McFatridge. Mrs. Reed's class is getting ready for Christmas by making decorations and writing their own Christmas stories. They are also planning a party. In Mrs. Aldridge's class, they celebrated John Logan's birthday on December 1. Miss Ware's class is planning a field trip to Coca-Cola Company and radio station. Instead of having a gift exchange, they're going to give a program at the Christian Home for Elders. Mrs. Sittler's class is going to have a practice teacher for 6 weeks. She's from Normal University. Her name is Mrs. Ginger. They are also busy making Christmas decorations in Mrs. Sittler's room.
Thank you.